That makes number 10. Into the bag you go. Such a surprised look on your face. Too easy sometimes. One look at my horns and they assume I'm just like them. Disgusting creatures. I was like you once, but not now. Not for a long time. Huh? That's... Really? The scent of a human on the night air. I wonder, did one of the locals wander away from their homes? They should know better than to go into the forest at night. Worse yet, maybe it's one of the young ones. Such a pain, such a pain. Well, this is my duty after all. I suppose I can't complain if I have to escort someone home once in a while. At the very least, it'll be a good break from hunting. Now, where are you? Focus. There's an aura this way. That's the direction of my camp. Convenient. I suppose I can pick them up and do disposal in one trip. Moving this way. The ease of the search almost makes me wish it was another demon instead. It would save me the hassle of tracking more down. Footsteps coming this way. Doing out here at night. Out of breath? You must have been running and hiding from the monsters. They should all be gone now. You don't have to worry. You should know better than to wander into the woods. Again, why are you out here? Tourist. Something chased you into the woods. I see. That's a failure on my part. I should have been more diligent. I suppose you aren't to blame then. Confused? Don't worry about it. It isn't necessary for you to understand. Now, come out of the brush. Let me get a good look at you in the moonlight. I want to see if you're hurt. Don't get too close to me. Just step forward enough into the moonlight. I don't need to examine you that closely. Clothes are a bit tattered. No scent of blood. Just your heart racing in panic. God, you shouldn't attract any more attention. Wait, there's... What are you wearing around your neck? It's familiar. Let me take a look. No, don't panic. I'm not... You can't try to run like that. You're only going to hurt yourself if you do. God, I can't decide if that was pathetic or fortunate for me. At least I don't have to chase you down. What am I? What do you think I am? How many humans do you see wandering about with horns? I'm an Oni. A demon. Yokai. Whatever you want to call me. Now, calm down and stop panicking. Fine. If that's how it's going to be, then... come here. It's going to be okay. You're safe. I'm not going to hurt you. Relax. I'm not going to hurt you. I am here to protect you and those who live here. That is the duty I have been charged with. Finally starting to calm down. Good. Here, let me get off you. Humans are all the same, aren't they? The moment someone larger embraces them, they return to the instincts of their youth. Well, to be honest, I find it rather quaint and charming in its own way. Now, I need you to behave. I'm not going to hurt you. If I want to do so, well, I've had plenty of opportunities, haven't I? Good boy. Sit still, let me take a look at you. Twisted. That's what I was worried about. You humans always seem to get yourselves hurt, don't you? It's okay, though. Your kind took care of me, so it's my time to take care of you. I'm going to pick you up and carry you to my camp. Put your arm around my shoulder. There you go. Don't touch the bag in my other hand, though. What's in it? You don't want to know. Now. There we go. And don't sound so surprised. Oni are strong. You weigh practically nothing to me. Though it is awkward having to hold both. If I need to grab my sword, I'll have to drop you. Probably. Don't worry. There shouldn't be any monsters left in the woods tonight. And my own aura will mask yours. Now, relax. We'll be at my camp in no time at all. Here we are. It's not much to look at, but you'll be safe here. And I suppose comfy enough. Drop these here real quick, and I'll grab something soft to set you down on. And what's in the bag? I told you, it's better you don't know. Humans are just too inquisitive, aren't they? Here. This should be good enough for now. If you need anything else, let me know. I know you aren't helpless, but still. Why am I helping you? Weren't you listening? This is my responsibility. That's all there is to it. That isn't good enough. You know, I had forgotten how curious humans are. Tell me, do you ask a duck why it is a duck? Sometimes you need to learn to accept things as they are. You should take joy in the fact that you are alive right now. Forgive me. I haven't spoken to another in many, many years. That was unbecoming of me. For now, please, just accept things the way they are. Now, I have something I must attend to. Please, shield your eyes in the fire. Much better. No. I'm not really letting it for the warmth. Though, on a cool autumn night like this, I imagine it's quite comforting for you. You should be thankful you didn't get lost out here in the dead of winter. Again with the questions. Are you sure you want the answer? Fine. Suit yourself. Do not say I didn't warn you. I'm burning these. Don't look so mortified. It isn't human, and it would have eaten you or someone else if I wasn't here to exterminate them. These are mere vermin. No, less than vermin. They're parasites. Do you cry when you swat a mosquito? You truly aren't from around here, judging by your action. Now, if you'll pardon me for a moment. The remainder of their spirit burns away. If you look close, you can see their spiritual energy floating into the air. It's reinvigorating. Just what I needed. I haven't properly fed myself in a few days. Sad they were so weak, though. Probably just enough to get by for another few days. You're staring again. Weren't you raised with any manners? Or is this once again your curiosity? I am a demon. My being is made up of spiritual energy. I need to consume more of it to sustain myself. I won't die without it, but I will become weak. I hunt not just to protect the people of this land, but to feed myself. Many of my kind hunt humans to consume their spiritual energy instead. What's that? I see. The question has changed from what am I to who am I? Who I am doesn't matter. I'm merely a ghost from an era long gone. Once I take you home, you'll never see me again. Instead, perhaps it is better if I explain to you what's happening. That knowledge will serve to protect you better. What do you think? Good boy. I suppose you do have manners. Well, I'll keep this fairly short, as I'm not here to tutor you. Where do we begin? Long ago, the realm of mankind existed alongside the world of demons. This relationship was, to say the least, strained at times. Many from my world came to this land to hunt, but the same was true in reverse. From time to time, there were good connections, even alliances between the two. But as mankind discovered faith, they were able to channel their spiritual energy in such a way that limited travel between their worlds. Eventually, the only way to reach one world or the other was through places of power. Those, too, were sealed away in time, and our world was long forgotten. But look at the realm of man now. Faith has been replaced by technology. The neon lights of the city drown out the lantern-lit temples. Places of faith have fallen to ruin over time. And as man's faith waned, so did the barrier. And once again, the hunt began. News reports. Yes, that makes sense. Mysterious disappearances and the like, correct? I think it has been about 10 years since the barrier finally weakened enough. It hasn't been an all-out assault, but rather more akin to a slow, creeping miasma flowing into your world. I realize it sounds unbelievable, but the truth is sitting in front of you, as well as smoldering in that bonfire. So, now that I have indulged your curiosity, you owe me an answer in return. You have something around your neck. Pull it back out. I want to see it. Thank you. Let me get a closer look. You get this. Family gave it to you. What? Why are you here? Judging by your clothes, you're from the city. There's not many reasons someone like you would come out here. You came to see your family's home. This necklace, the symbol on it, it's... It doesn't matter. I'll get you back to town safely once daylight comes. You'll be able to finish your visit and go back to the city. Then, we'll never see each other again. It's for the best. Don't worry about it. I probably just saw it somewhere else. I've been around a long time. Still hungry. Well, I guess it was even less than I thought. Or maybe I used up too much energy hunting. I'll have to be mindful to not exert myself as much during tomorrow's hunts. Help me. What do you mean? You want to share some of your spiritual energy? It's not that easy. Most of my kind would just outright eat you to get that sort of thing. Any other way? There is another direct way to share your spirit with me. A more personal way. It's rather effective as well, and doesn't drain nearly as much of the energy from the person offering it up. Your spirit suffuses every drop of your being If I were to partake of you, well, that would certainly help feed me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the gravity of what you're offering me? Don't get the wrong idea. I'm just a pragmatist. In my experience, humans tend to get attached to others over such shared intimacies. My experience? I've been around a long time. Did what I had to in order to survive. Don't get me wrong. I'd enjoy it as much as you would. But we are not the same. And our purposes are different. Well, I don't know if you're doing this out of the kindness of your heart, or because of your own desires, but I am appreciative all the same. Don't think me so cold-hearted. I just see the world differently than you do. Now, given the state of your twisted ankle, I think I should be the one taking the lead on this. So, why don't you just relax and simply let me partake of you? Good boy. I think, given the circumstances, I shouldn't be too rough with you. Perhaps I can use my mouth to drink in your spirit. Rather appropriate as well, I suppose. Do you find this exciting? Spending an intimate moment with an inhuman monster. There are pleasures that I can offer that humans cannot. My tongue, for one. Look at how long it is. It's almost 30 centimeters long. Imagine this wrapped around your cock. Ta-da! You perked right up when I said that. See, I'm not so cold, am I? Quite the opposite, really. I'm holding myself back more than anything. You know, it's my centuries of discipline that is saving you from being sexually devoured by me right now. Now, if you don't mind, I think it's time for me to indulge. Ah, that's a fine sight. An excellent size. Well, thank you for the meal. Pre-cum. Delicious. And it's so full of spiritual energy. Even from this little bit alone, I can tell how rich your comb is with it. Feeding me, there's no reason you can't enjoy it as well. Technique. One that I've honed over centuries. You won't get something like this from human girls, will you? There's something to be said for the touch of an older woman, isn't there? You know, one of the advantages of my kind is that I don't quite need to breathe as much as humans do. So, that means I can do things like this. You're positively gushing, aren't you? Or you may be hoping for this when you saw me. Was it truly fear? Or maybe a deeper desire to be dominated? Do you like it when I run my long tongue around the head? Now, I think we've had enough foreplay, and it's time for you to feed me. Mm. so much. For so long. Don't hold back. Feed me. Fill my belly with your cum. Don't hold back. I'm gonna train you dry. Delicious. Such rich spiritual energy. Thank you for your offering, human. Good boy. Now, you look rather exhausted. And to be honest, I am as well. I might not be human, but I can still sleep to conserve energy. So, why don't we cuddle up by the fire and sleep together? My aura will mask yours during the rest of the night. You'll be safe in my arms. I knew you wouldn't say no. Then, rest in my arms until the morning comes. Good morning. You slept so peacefully in my arms. I hadn't the heart to wake you. After everything we did last night, you're still surprised that I can be soft? In any case, thank you, again. It was more than I expected. I feel like I'll be fed for weeks off that alone. Not even considering the hunts I'll do in the meantime. You look refreshed as well. How does your foot feel? Better. Must have not been as hurt as I thought then. Do you think you can walk? I see. Well, I have less of a burden today, so I think I can just carry you to the forest edge, at the very least. From there, you'll be able to hobble into town. What should you tell people? I don't know. That's for you to decide. Now, arm around my shoulder again. Hup. There we go. Do you enjoy being carried like this? Perhaps you can walk better than you let on. No matter. This is my duty, after all. Tell me, human, what are you going to do once you get back? Continue seeing your family. I see. Staying longer, then? I see. Why am I suddenly interested? I haven't been able to talk to people in a very long time. I used to be able to speak with the locals, but as the generations moved on, they lost sight of me. I think my presence would terrify them, as it did you. Here, look. We're near the edge of the forest. You can see the town in the distance, and beyond that, the city. The towering skyscrapers. The neon lights. I can't imagine being in that place. So far from tradition. I wonder if someday the sprawl of the city will reach even here and extinguish these last vestiges of the past. Oh, yes. As I was saying, I would like to know how the people of the land are doing. If you were staying, would you ask for me? Yes. I did say I'd never see you again. But I would like to ask you for this small favor. I will wait by the edge of the woods at night in a few days. You don't have to do it, but I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Here we are. I think you'll be able to make it from here. Goodbye. For now. And thank you again.